allongé les bonnes colonies. On a allongé un peu plus bien en vision pour le signer. Yo, what up, all you jive cats and turkeys out there? Yeah, anyways, though, welcome to another episode of TWR. I am your host, D. Francis, rocking out on the one and only TWR podcast, TigerWoodsRadio.podomatic.com. For all your podcast needs, we are back for another interview this week, like we always do on TWR, always giving shouts out, always trying to promote and help the world's hip-hop underground population server. Boom. All right, so today, man, we have Traffic Boutique's own hip-hop Peter Parker. We got Law right here on the show, a.k.a. Crack Tracks. For all those who don't know, man, it's going to be an epic interview, man. We're going to be talking about the NOLA Hip-Hop Awards, talk about Traffic Boutique, talk about some upcoming music from Supreme Street, man. Got a bunch of stuff coming up, but the major topic is the NOLA Hip-Hop Awards, the second annual NOLA Hip-Hop Awards is going to be going down this upcoming October 8th. Well, in 2 more months. I mean, it's still August, so this up-and-coming shit, whatever. Anyways, dude. All right, so today it's going to be epic. Interview's going to be great. Got some randomness to get off my chest. Shout out to everybody that's black out in the world. You know, it's a good day to be black, if y'all didn't know. White people, I love y'all, but today is all about being black. African-Americans, stand up, even though y'all niggas are wrong sometimes. Today I'm giving a good shout out to all my black people. I've been seeing a lot of my peoples prosper and do their things. Not to sound like a hypocritical coon or anything, because I'm typically saying that the white way is the right way. But shout out to all my black people. I'm glad y'all doing y'all things. Just don't do nothing ignorant today, you know. Be prosperous and you know, don't do drugs, you know. Don't sell coke. But anyways, though, so my Twitter name has changed. The Mind of D. Francis officially retired. I think a lot of people got tired of the Mind of D. Francis. So, you know, in order to upgrade and make things a lot more better in life, you can now follow me on Twitter at DFrasHo. Shout out to King Louis for the, you know, inquiry and the great Twitter name, you know, because everybody's saying that it fits me just perfectly for all those who do know me. I'm actually a sweet and sensitive guy. I really am. Like, when you see me, it's like butterflies are constantly flying above me. Harps are charming, chirping, making sounds. Ring, ring. I'm really not this asshole that people perceive me to be. But in any way, to, you know, make everybody on Twitter, you know, believe so, you can follow me on Twitter, DFrazzHole. That is DFrazzHole. Follow me on Twitter. Follow my epicness and see how sensitive and how lovable I really can be. I'm very, very nice when you get to know me. Mwah. Pound Kobe juice. Anyways, though, TWR, we are rocking out. How many niggas downloaded Def 2? The Sun Sound and D. Francis joint. Ain't that shit hot? Go get that. DFrancis.bandcampmusic.com. Random promotion for myself. I mean, fuck it. I might as well. It's my show. I can do the fuck I want to do. You know what I'm saying? I could fucking talk about, you know what I'm saying, lesbians all day if I wanted to. And don't get me wrong, a nigga loves him some lesbians. Preferably wearing it in my bed and they're actually doing random things to me. But, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, go get Def 2. It's hot. Fuck, you know what I'm saying? Got a bunch of hot shit out there. But go get my shit. You know what I'm saying? Support. Promote. Element Movements on it. La Dialogues on it. Fucking Street Industries on it. Fuck, a bunch of niggas is on it. Just go get that shit. Let it marinate. Like fucking, like spices in your gumbo, you know what I'm saying? Which reminds me, I'm fucking hungry. I gotta get some gumbo. Anyways, though, look, I'm just rambling on. All right, for y'all tuning into this very, very epic show today. Like I said, we got Traffic Boutique's own Crack Tracks on the show. Definitely gonna be talking to him about a lot of shit. Definitely got a lot of good music to sit here and play. We're gonna go definitely into some underground music this week. So I'm glad y'all tuned in. You know, download this motherfucker, you know, put it on your phone, put it in your iTunes, you know what I'm saying? Subscribe to the podcast. The podcast is back and doing good things. You know, I'm definitely happy to see the numbers from last week. Looking pretty good. Things were great. Excuse me. Ha ha. Anyways, though, getting that out of my system. Drinking all this damn water, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lyric Kid also. Mohawk Musa, go get that. Dude was on the podcast last week. Did his thing. Great interview. Now we gonna keep everything pushing and progressing. Going to the next thing, you know? You dig? Oh. But we're gonna jump into some good music. Shout out to all the Saints fans. You know, the Saints looking real, real good. Had a great preseason game against the Oakland Raiders. Shout out to my dog, Charlie Rock. You know what I'm saying? Your team sucks. Even in the preseason, they suck. You know, they let the Saints second strings put 20 points on them. Let the Saints first strings put 20 points on them. And, you know, I mean, y'all got a good run game. It's just your team fucking sucks. Sorry. They just sell that team to, like, a city that might need them, like South Dakota. You know what I'm saying? The South Dakota Raiders sound so much better. You know, the Maine. You can sell them the Maine. The Maine Raiders. Has a ring to it, doesn't it? The New Mexico Raiders. The Utah Raiders. You know, don't that shit sound gangster? The Portland Raiders. Well, let's stop. Don't want to send them to Portland, because Portland, the fucking city is cursed. I mean, think about it. All of these great stars, they passed upon Michael Jordan, you know. They got to the NBA, like, championship something. They got to something, the Western Conference Final, only to get murdered. Every star that they draft and they get seems to get hurt. Fuck. It's like Jesus just woke up one day and was like, you know what? Portland, I hate your city. I just hate everything about your city. I've been there. I don't like it. It just fucking stinks. It reeks. You know what? I'm gonna destroy your basketball franchise for the rest of this career. You know? So, shout out to people that's listening in Portland. You know? Sorry, but y'all franchise is shit. Just like the Raiders suck. But, like, that might be a good fit, though. The Portland Raiders. I can see that. But whatever. Anyways, though, enough of me bullshitting and rambling or whatever. Let's just go ahead and jump into some music and some great talent right here in the city of New Orleans and all around the globe. If you want to send your music to me, send it to me at TigerWoodsRadio@gmail.com. TigerWoodsRadio. D. Francis. We back another week. Get ready for that heat. Stay tuned. We come back. We're going to have my dog Crack Tracks, a.k.a. the Hip Hop Peter Parker, right here on the show. Follow him on Twitter, Crack Tracks. Follow him on Twitter, NOLA Hip Hop Awards. Follow him on Twitter, Traffic Boutique. Follow him on Twitter, Supreme Street. A bunch of Twitter names. Niggas got like 40 of them. And the man's everywhere. But y'all, let's get into some music, man. When we be back, we'll have him on the show.
Yeah, L-Matic. Check. Don't let me start you from the genesis, far from where the finish is. No role models, just empty bottles of Genesis. Roaches in the ashtray, tossing, getting fast cash. The ski mask wave from those who never passed class. Born inside of poverty, probably they stack bread and crack cash. Never looked alive to me. Robberies of liquor stores, tricks of whores. Reality was sick as yours, so I blow trees stronger than sycamores. Now wait, let me get back to my past as I rewind mine before I got on in 1999. Mother gave birth to this divine mind, born with this arm, leg, leg, arm, head, like a Quran line. No paternity, but as I'm turning three, I learned to be strong. Pops moved along and he never returned to me. Thought I felt anger for an eternity. I bottled my feelings inside where pride is never swallowed. Follow my killers, they ride fried off the endo. Busting off cartridges through your window. Different from the one from my Nintendo. That line should have been my intro. This when I started rapping. Looking up the younger thugs with their heart entrapping. Started capping fly wheels, thick chicks and high heels. Telling me my skills is sick. I was only 8. Slowly fate took its turn. I'm where hookers earn money and drugs sell. It ain't hard to tell. Elementary, lesson Jacoby. To graduate, I had to take a semester with homies. Too busy writing, none of my time went into my assignments. Jot a line as my rhyme, kiss maneuvers like the Heimlich. Used to ditch class with bitch ass. Pitching me a lot short on my vocal pitch. Sound like a switch fast. Younger rebellious, hanging with failures. Who else was the elders? See me sagging, that's where my belt is. That's around the same time my mother is ill. Collecting mental scars, waiting for the others to heal. No one saw the vision, everyone's beyond blind. Can't think about finding the meaning of life. when trying to define mine. I won't pretend it's cool, was wet behind the ears, so I had to jump in this pool. Graduate and finish school, niggas was mad that I own a diploma. They was just sleeping, they should've slept till they domes in a coma. I'm that Bay shorty who ran through the land, a Bay 40 with a Buddha man, made blew a grand. But K-40, that ain't rich in all the hell. I wasn't born with a silver spoon, just a wooden one up on my kitchen wall. Now I rock shows from Cali Grove down to Wichita, feeling like I grew 10 feet, a couple inches tall. Just thinking back, what was the doubt about my view, sunny? Now it seems too funny, cause even new money gets counted out. Nobody believed, only ones was J Barber, JB Group. Money investments every day be cool. You thought I fell, it ain't hard to tell.
Chick bad, but I think I need another one. Told you bring a friend, yeah, give my brother one.
And the brown skin looking nice, but she gotta be by the business. I'm trying to get right, ball in my court. Shorty won't be cuffed like she trying to get life. See, I just want a night, and if it's tight, we can do it twice. Shit, be just our secret. Give it to me, I keep it, keep it. Ayo, she could go to school and roll up, but she got a job. Tell them dudes to grow up. Let's take a ride, miss. Might be wrong tomorrow. Shit, I want you right now. Tell your friend I got a partner. If she down, I'm sure him got her. Real, no strings, you can sub her for coins. Ain't tricking if you're treating, she a pippin' if she cheapin'. I say I like it, hell's a sneaker collection decent. She told me she liked the Riesling, might be the chick I be keeping. Tomorrow ain't promised, don't make them, no need to keep them. You know why I thug them, love them, freak them, then impeach them.
Yeah, that chick bad, but I think I need another one. Told you bring a friend, yeah, get my brother one.
Turn it up.
Look,
I'm in the zone for Rilla. In the freezer with Medusa, I'm fucking a stone cold killer. Your bitch vibe and I'm inside, and I tell your kids this. Daddy's been doing more dick riding than Kerry Wigton. I'm very venomous, you're very innocent, and I will send a monster to your house. Call him Harry Henderson. Oh my god, I was just in jail. Then the devil caught pneumonia, and it made me sick as hell. You niggas counting me out, can get the richest still. Y'all all in the matrix, should have picked a different pill. You about to see how far the Paul Rosenberger go. The height of my game is like a DeMar Rosen vertical. No one understands me, only one sicker than me is M. I'm the new DMC, it runs in the family. Man, why that nigga gotta bring M name up all the time, man? That nigga wouldn't even be rich without that nigga. Shut up, faggot. I come to embarrass y'all rappers. I should run a marathon backwards so I can see what second place look like.
Too many sick niggas, nigga, bring the remedy.
Make it real clear.
I come to embarrass y'all rappers. I should run a marathon backwards so I can see what second place look like.
You not ready for the raw deal? It's all real. Kiss the ring, be gone.
I'm the magnificent with the sensational style. My wedding with the streets got the cake but no vows. I'm arrogant as fuck, who cares, you suck. Rappers talking about we the best and been to Paris too much. Who hot, who sick, shit. I'm like a therapy slush, y'all ain't fly. You falling slow with a parachute up, up. I'm a face slapper, nigga sleeping on the outfit. Call us Taylor Gang, set we wake and bake rappers. Slaughter Yellow Wolf, responsible for haters' actions. Y'all on Gilligan's Island, find a greater captain. Victory laugh, even my photographer's happy. Picture me mad, I feel wilt. Your bitch suck my dick, I nutted on the floor and left her standing there crying over spilled milk. I come to embarrass y'all rappers. I should run a marathon backwards so I can see what second place look like.
Too many sick niggas, nigga, bring the remedy.
Make it real clear.
I come to embarrass y'all rappers. I should run a marathon backwards so I can see what second place look like.
You not ready for the raw deal? It's all real. Kiss the ring, be gone.
My swings like chains on a playground. I bust fly, plus I'm about to put some wings on the Greyhound. My theory, you as you lie, you drink beer and I ain't hearing ya, so you must be from Liberia. I wave by like Hitler, 100-round thumper, bulletproof. What? You gon' need an underground bunker. I ain't where you should go. I put my whole life on the net, even my weapons. I am Bazooka Joe. We the shit, nigga, eat a dick. We'll make him eat his words, we the stones, he the sticks. I'm going yelling shady everywhere, smacking niggas bitches with they lipstick and they baby with they teddy bear. To you and your man, ain't gon' be no Talladega night. I come to question y'all and y'all don't know what to do with your hands. Nickel preen, kill a team, add a different dealer every day like a fickle fiend.
I come to embarrass y'all rappers. I should run a marathon backwards so I can see what second place look like.
Too many sick niggas, nickel, bring the remedy.
Make it real clear.
I come to embarrass y'all rappers. I should run a marathon backwards so I can see what second place look like.
You not ready for the raw deal? It's all real. Kiss the ring. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone.
Yo, we are back on the show. We have our featured guest for the night right here on the show. We're talking to Crack Tracks, a.k.a. the hip-hop Peter Parker, a.k.a. Traffic Boutique, a.k.a. Are You Epic, a.k.a. And you just got like a bunch of like shows or whatever, a bunch of events that, that constantly go on in the city. But we're talking to Crack Tracks right here. What's going on, sir? How you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. Can't complain. I'm living. Life is beautiful. Ain't much else, man. Just grinding, trying to get it, trying to put the city on the map.
That's what's up, man. TW, y'all, we are live right here on the podcast, joint talking to Crack Tracks, the originator of the NOLA Hip Hop Awards, and we are going to talk to this man about that later on in the show. I mean, y'all tuning in for it, so we're gonna get into it with Crack Tracks later on. But bro, what's going on with the music thing? I mean, if y'all don't know who Crack Tracks is, Crack, give them a background of just about your persona if they don't know who you are, which, you know, more for the local cats definitely do, if not national cats, because you bring a lot of cats in as well to come do shows and stuff to put on for the, you know, for their cities and for New Orleans. So give them a background of who you are.
I mean, as far as just as what I do, I mean, I'm just a musically inclined dude. Just always want to do music. I mean, I produce for almost everybody from the city of New Orleans. Produce a lot of major acts. I mean, I'm proud to say I produce for Soulja Slim. Like, that's one of my artists that I hold close to my heart. That I will always remember, just being in studio sessions and seeing his work ethic and really just taking that to another level of trying to give back to the new artists from the city, whereas we are just bring another artist that's on the bus in another city, bring them to New Orleans and just let our local talent perform for them. So it just all involves music, the love that I have for music, and the love for wanting to see other artists shine and get their just due, because I see their work ethic and stuff like that. So, I mean, and all, man, I'm just, no matter, if you can go as far as back to the 90s, late 90s, you gonna know Crack Tracks, and I was producing entire albums. I wasn't just doing one song. Artists was coming to me to do full-length albums. So, very versatile. I'm still nice. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully I get nominated for Producer of the Year Award. You know, I'm still doing my thing, so never know.
Yes, sir, man. TWR rocking out with Crack Tracks, man. All right, now, everybody knows, you know what I'm saying, you rock with Supreme Street. That's all you. You're definitely doing your thing with the clothing line and everything at Traffic Boutique, man. A lot of cats, you know, just put on for a little bit for a minute. Talk about some of the cats of Supreme Street. I think a lot of people have had some, you know, have had some listens to a couple of cats on the actual label, you know what I'm saying? But give them a little insight about Supreme Street, what y'all do, and how everything has been going with y'all so far.
All right, well, shit. I mean, Supreme Street is a Supreme team, and that's all the way official. I mean, I want to start off by saying LB, Airing Out Bombs album drops on iTunes 9/11. So that's what we promoting right now. We got Christian Radke. That's an R&B artist. Very nice. You should check it out. YouTube that homie. You got Cooley Wright, one of the hottest, youngest artists, period, in the state of Louisiana. And I say that and put everything on that. We got Fajr, we got Street Kid, Mo Money, Cash Flow, still doing this thing, he and Austin doing this thing. So we just building up around a lot of young, talented artists, everybody grinding, everybody have their own lane, and I feel confident in what I present, you know what I'm saying, to the hip-hop scene, and it is, you know what I'm saying, it's popping, and I'm loving it, and you know what I'm saying, it's a strong team.
Right, and a lot of cats have gotten the opportunity to see some of these cats perform. One thing that I would definitely say, a lot of these cats have a lot of potential, and a lot of them have grown. Who can you see, like, you know, I guess in the whole Supreme Street team, you know, if everybody has their own different type of vibe and feel, but who do you think, I guess, you know what I'm saying, has the most, like, appeal to, like, just really, really step out and be a breakout artist for this year or possibly next year?
I think right now I'm feeling real, real confident about Christian Radke for sure, and then I most definitely would say AOB. And mainly I would say Christian because he's more of a, I would categorize him as R&B, soulful, but still disco and more of an edgy artist. AOB is a hip-hop duo that's just, as far as you listen to his music, but seeing him perform, you grow to appreciate what type of artist they are, and their character and their persona and how they carry themselves and how they interact and stuff like that. It's always a good thing to see artists carry themselves like that. So those two things right there would most definitely carry them into a superstar. And that's why I'm confident with what I'm in the studio working with. And I mean, we're in the studio right now.
Right, see, so this dude is talking to me right now, having an interview, conducting it, and he's still on the job. He's killing two birds with one stone, man. Talking to the legend right here, Crack Tracks on TWR. Now, the last time I had you on the show, this was like almost a year or two ago, and we were talking about the NOLA Summer Jam, the first annual NOLA Summer Jam. And we had a nice talk about that. And the NOLA Summer Jam is now an annual event. This year that just passed, it was definitely a success. Unfortunately, I was unable to make it dealing with kid issues. Now that, you know, the parent life has finally kicked in for me.
Yeah, I have one.
Right, so now, you know, I'm having to deal with these issues. You have put on a lot of events that a lot of people, I can honestly say, either haven't decided to take that risk in actually doing, I guess because of failure reasons may be the purpose, but you've took on that challenge that a lot of cats really don't want to take on or probably just haven't been able to put the funds towards. Tell me how much of it is as an inspiration to you to actually get some of these things done. And I mean, the way everything's looking very successful. Everything has panned out exactly how you planned it. And I mean, whether it gets negative feedback or good feedback, people pay attention to it. So just talk about some of the events, how you got them done, and what pushes you to actually put on some of these these events that a lot of cats just either can't get done or just afraid to take that risk at?
Well, I mean, I would start off by saying it's still a hustle. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the street, so I hustle my entire life just trying to come up and be the best at whatever I was doing. So when it comes down to the events, I have a label and I have a lot of artists on my label. So the first thing I'm going to do is I want to get my artists on other shows. So I found when I was doing that and going to like Jazz Fest, Voodoo Fest, and just kept pounding down the door and trying to ask them or listen to this artist's music or listen to that. I just get them in venues, Haunts Blues or whatever. I was always getting like either no response or, a small response. So I was like, you know what? Well, I'll just create my own stuff. And, you know what I'm saying? And then when it came down to I'm traveling out of town, going to Hot 97 Summer Jam or going to Atlanta Bash, and it's like, man, New Orleans have like three or four of the top artists in the world, but these events would never come into the city, or those major artists would never think about doing it down here, or our radio station, in which when you think about events like that, it's normally done by a radio station. So when those guys drop the ball like that, which they did, you know what? I love music enough, I love the city enough, I love my artists enough to see that I want their career to prosper. I'm gonna take the chance and the risk and do the events myself. You know what I'm saying? In every risk there's a reward. So I love music that much, but I'm willing to take that risk and continue it no matter, like you say, it's negative or positive. I love music enough where I may ignore the negative, and no matter how much you hate or whatever on it, I'm still gonna do it next year, so it don't even matter.
Right.
And that's the outline. Right.
Because when you look at everything, I'm not going to even lie, the feedback, regardless of how it comes back, is feedback. You know, if it was that bad, nothing to be said, period. You know how that goes, plain and simple.
Right.
But it's just the fact that, I mean, you look at a lot of the events that you've done. I mean, you put on for a lot of cats. A lot of cats are getting opportunities to perform with a lot of other cats who are already in the business and already have opportunities as they continue to strive in their success. But they also have an opportunity to build a fan base with new cats. And, I mean, I think that's one thing that I see from a lot of these events that is, like, epic. You know, if you're a young and up-and-coming artist and you haven't had an opportunity to perform at House of Blues or whatever, you're giving cats the opportunity to actually perform with cats like Staley, cats like Currency, you know, on their venues, you know, and I think that's like a great thing that a lot of people see it, but I don't think they actually dig deep into that part to actually see what you bring.
Man, if you look at it, I mean, just think about Southwest. I've been trying for years just to get local artists, I mean, D1, just any artist, to get on these stages out there, and just being turned down, or you too late to send your registration and whatever. So you know what? I just do my own South by Southwest event, and that's what we did this year. And now I just did the paperwork for it to be done the next 4 years out there. So if they're not gonna allow our artists to do anything at their events, we just gonna bring our own event to their area, or we just gonna try and take over your venue and do whatever we need possible just to create that lane and keep our hip hop scene going. No matter if it's me, no matter if it's you, Lyrical, True, or whoever in the city is doing these things, this is the mentality that I see that we all having that's trying to just keep the city vibrant, where once we stop doing it, you know what I'm saying, we can influence the next person, you know what I'm saying, that's probably a producer right now that just want to start doing shows or whatever. So that's just the mentality and the direction that my vision for doing these things.
Well, I can tell you right now, man, the way the vision is looking, it's looking very, very bright, because nothing but heat. A lot of cats are paying very, very close attention, and you just see some of the things that you are doing within the city and outside of the city. Everything just looks real, real great, man. Whatever the steps you were taking to get them done, I mean, as of right now, they all looking like the right steps, and everything just seems to be going forward. You always live life through the windshield and not the rearview mirror, so definitely kudos
right,
on that,
right.
Dick.
Right. Yeah, man. I mean, we not stopping, man. I'm telling you, like, when you come to these hip hop awards this year, you're gonna be it's a couple of steps up from last year. And last year was
whoa, don't give them too much. Don't give them too much. We gonna get into that.
Okay.
Boy, we about to bust the bubble right there. TWR rocking out with Crack Tracks right here on the show. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the NOLA Hip Hop Awards, talk about a little bit of Traffic Boutique, how's everything going with the store and everything, and just get into some more questions with Crack Tracks. But I know a lot of y'all cats want to know about these NOLA Hip Hop Awards. We're going to talk to the man who got everything done right here on TWR. We'll be right back.
Yeah, yeah. Supreme Street, Supreme Street. A O B.
It's about that time.
We airing out bomb. Airing out bomb. We airing out bomb. Airing out bomb. They say we unusual, doing things they not used to. They say we unusual, doing things they not used to.
Working on my cardio, and that whiz patching your hair is horrible. Dude, be you, that's cool. I do me and I act a fool. Yes, it's Ludo June, if you didn't know. It's AOB and everybody notice when we step through the door, cause we the coldest and we fly. And them guys try to be like us, but they can't, so they try.
Fly, we just fly.
In the sky, the superstars look up, you can see a shine. Ha. I'm like a diamond, everlasting, never end at the ass end. We win.
They say we unusual, doing things they not used to. They say we unusual, doing things they not used to.
Be, but it could be me, even if they call itself the other way. So we take the other way, planes to the upper way. Whatever be anything, but that's probably what the other say. So I'm trying to be a thousandaire, a millionaire, a billy, and put me on some bigger shit. Go by the ace of spades, chilling on a bigger ship. Model broad, bigger tits with light pole and bigger lips. But hold up, Pluto, they all know how I roll up. With zigzags in a sticky bag, we call it off a roll up. With the leader of this game, like I hit pause on a controller. Don't spill drink up on my shirt, cause I'll give you the cold shoulder. Make them stay.
They say we unusual, doing things they not used to. They say we unusual, doing things they not used to.
Always smile, keep a smile and pay respect. And maybe this a trap for us.
We ain't got much else to do. White man running the world. See, that's not the effing truth. Same reason Pac was screaming, thug life, thug life. We round here wanting benefits of a drug life. Raped of our innocence. Remember, I was so pure. They racking up them Benjamins and got us out here so poor. It's sad. I'm listening to the prophecies of a rockhead. We slaves. Crazy how they need us but want us all dead. And this is just my self-discovery. Self-actualization got me praying for the bumblebees. Cause if they die, we out of here. A lot of fit. It's 2011, why wait till 2012 when we can rise this shit? I say if they die, we out of here. A lot of fit. It's 2011, why wait till 2012 when we can rise this shit? Cause we got the power. We got the power. Believe in the power. All alone in my grandmother's house, sitting in front of the computer, bumping Kendrick Lamar. I was on writer's block, finding peace in myself, convinced that all I need is this passion in my heart. I'ma take it there. Lord knows I'ma take it there. Chose.
Yo, and we are back. All right, y'all just heard some great music. Yes, sir. Rocking out with Crack Tracks right here on TWR. Check the podcast out every Tuesday, man. Next Tuesday, I don't know who I'm going to have on the show yet, but we will let y'all know. Just follow me on Twitter. It's no longer Minor D. Francis. It's D. Frasho. Don't ask me what came up. Shout out to King Louis for the idea to put that as my Twitter name. But yeah, if anybody knows D. Francis, I basically say anything, hit send, and deal with the consequences later. But anyways, that's not what we're talking about. Talking to Crack Tracks right here. Follow him on Twitter, NOLA Hip Hop Awards, freaking Traffic Boutique, freaking Crack Tracks. What other ones y'all got? I know you got like 8, you know what I'm saying?
Man, call me Dana Dane. That's my new name for the Hip Hop Awards. Call me Dana Dane, man.
No doubt. All right, so the NOLA Hip Hop Awards is something that a lot of artists, a lot of local artists, a lot of bloggers, a lot of hip hop fans, a lot of cats in general in the music scene are paying very, very close attention to. Now, for those who don't know the background about the NOLA Hip Hop Awards, Crack, I want you to sit here and, you know, give us a broad spectrum of how the NOLA Hip Hop Awards got started, and basically just give us a background of the whole entire beginning of the NOLA Hip Hop Awards itself.
All right, it just came from one of my list night walks. On the cast in 2 months, it's a big idiot. And it just is another, it just was like another feeling that I had where, you know, just reflecting back on all the legends that we had come through the city. And it's like, damn, Soulja did this, Soulja did that. But you know what I'm saying? It would have been good just for the city to give back something to Soulja Slim. Master P, Birdman, you know, Manny Fresh, KLC, Beast by the Pound. 40T, it just like list UNLP partners in crime. So it came back from that where, man, how can we do something? Because it was going to start from me just doing a show and trying to get all them artists to come back and perform. And then it really just grew into like, you know what? Just going to do an awards show and celebrate our up and coming artists, make it an underground hip hop awards show, but at the same time, get recognition for the icons that even allowed us to have. That influence a lot of these artists that's performing right now, and producers, engineers, videographers, and stuff like that. So it started from that, and it grew into what we have now, the NOLA Underground Hip Hop Awards, in which now it has even branched off and gotten even bigger, because now we recognize Bounce as a form of Underground Hip Hop Awards. Mm-hmm. So it's growing every year. This is the second year coming up, and
all
the same, man. We just gonna keep it moving and growing it.
All right, now, a lot of cats, I recall from the last year's Underground Hip Hop Awards, once again, with everything that gets done first, of course there is negative feedback and of course there is positive feedback.
the positives, you know, definitely stand out-ish. I mean, it's the basic thing. A lot of cats definitely see it as a plateau. And a lot of cats definitely had an opportunity to perform there to get themselves known and, again, you know, get some attention from a lot of cats. Of course, the negative was a lot of sensitive artists. I'm sorry. You don't have to say it. I'm gonna keep it real. It's a lot of sensitive niggas out here. I understand why cats are sensitive about their music, are sensitive, you know, basically whatever. So it was a lot of, you know, man, you know, I didn't get nominated. I mean, why they didn't vote for me? It was a lot of, you know, wishy-washy things. I mean, especially for a first event. So, of course, you're going to always come across things when things like this happen. All right, I think one of the questions that a lot of artists are definitely looking for is, what can they expect new from the whole concept of the whole NOLA Hip Hop Awards? What can you basically tell us without, you know, giving us too much into it, you know what I'm saying? But what can you tell us new that a lot of cats should expect from this year's NOLA Hip Hop Awards?
Okay, the first thing I most definitely feel confident about that it'll be handled a whole lot better than last year, I would say that the public will have an account for every category.
Okay.
And I looked at it last year where we left it all up to the panel. So rather than this year just giving all the power to the panel, you know what? Let's get the actual people that's out there listening to these guys' music, that's out here passing the CDs out, that's putting up posters and stuff like that. Let these artists get out there. If you feel like you're the hottest artist, or you're the hottest group of female artists, you have a chance for getting your actual fans to get on site and vote for you. And that will be taken into account for actually comes out for the actual winner. Then it's going to come down to, you know what I'm saying, content, branding. It's just going to be a whole, and then the panel is 100% solid. We just sat down and got people that I felt is not affiliated to one set crowd, group, area of the city. So,
all right,
Uh-huh.
Real quick, why don't you run through the panel real quick? I don't think a lot of cats actually know who's even on the panel.
All right, the panel consists of Jesse from WTUL Radio, that's Tulane University Radio, EF Cut, DJ Chicken, DJ Black and Mild, DJ Hexy, Ben Berman from OB Magazine, Brandon Odoms from 2Cent TV, Dub Beach from the Hut Studios. So you can see, if you just look at that panel is diverse. No one on that panel, I can actually say, is affiliated or actually has and owes any artist anything in the city of New Orleans. So if you've been grinding, if you've been doing your thing, trust me, these people that's on this panel most definitely have recognized, and either you have come in contact with these people or they know that you're out there doing your work, and that's the people that these awards are for. It's not for just someone that's in the hood rapping to their home. I'm sorry, it's just not like that. Like, we gonna commend the people that's actually out here investing into their careers, that's not out here trying to take their music to another level and being professional with it at the same time.
Right. I definitely can feel that. A lot of cats definitely can actually look into that and see that as well. All right, would it be any new categories by any chance? I know you just brought up the bounce category, so that's definitely one that's new. Are there going to be any other categories that any other cats can definitely be looking forward to?
Yeah, we got the L of the year, and then we're doing the EP of the year, then we're doing DJ mixtape of the year, and I think we're doing like
Too, so that's definitely worthwhile, giving them an opportunity to give a chance to shine for their own spots, you know?
Right.
All right, so we touched on categories, touched on a lot of things. Will there be anything, any major changes as far as with the voting is concerned? I mean, will a panel play a huge part like it did last year? Will the voting being cast? Because, I mean, a lot of things that a lot of emails, emails that have been, you know, created or whatever, which, you know, you can't control nobody with or whatever, seem to be like a heavy issue from a lot of cats, supposedly, you know, from what I've been told. I mean, I don't know how true that is, but, I mean, but when you have, you know, a couple cats that's just making delinquent, you know, emails, like I said, it's not nothing you can control, you know what I'm saying? Will that play a heavy part as well?
Well, I mean, the voting, like I said, the main issue that I, when I talk to a lot of people, when I just, after the wars and wait a little while and just start reading emails, it was mainly like, why can't I vote for this category? Why can't I only vote for that category? So, right. Just to get that in the blood, if you're a high voter on the streets and you feel like you deserve this and you nominated, you have an actual opportunity, your fans have an actual opportunity to vote for every category this year. Rather than just like last year was just like you can vote for lyricist of the year, the NOLA artist of the year. So now this year, hands down, all the way down each category, the public will have a vote, and the panel will actually just be considered in control of a certain percentage of the actual vote for each category. So we will be divided down by percentages between the public and the overall percentage for the panel for each category. So that's like the best way where we can give it a fair opportunity for each artist to be nominated and win the award.
Alright, so for anybody that's listening, please, 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 there is no reason for your sensitive ass tweets to be in my timeline complaining like a motherfucker over nominations, over voting. Because a lot of cats have definitely done that, and that's the crazy part, and it's for no reason, you know?
It started already in the day. I'm paying attention, so I mean, you already know with everything that's good is going to be, it's a pro and a con, an advantage, disadvantage. So, I mean, we're doing this for a good cause, and you know what I'm saying? We're just trying to get wipe our slate clean in the city in the world. So we're trying to put the underground artists, the new generation, whatever it is, we're just trying to present a cleaner vibe, a greater opportunity so we can get bigger recognition and get more artists out of the city with record deals, tours, and stuff like that. But I mean, if it comes down to comments, you can actually comment on a website where everyone can see your comments rather than doing it on Twitter. You can comment under the vote.
And what's the website for this, for anybody who don't know, so they can go check it out?
It's NOLA UndergroundAwards.com.
Boom. So for anybody that's listening, if you got any comments, any positive, negative, whatever, however you want to say it, man, just head to the website and say what you need to say. Even check out the website. Why don't you vote? You know what I'm saying? Check it out, because the event's going to be hot. A lot of cats. Who's performing? What's some of the hot names that you can actually talk about who's performing on this joint?
Now you trying to get me in trouble. Now you trying to get me in trouble.
Hey, I had to ask that question. You know what I mean? We're having such a good conversation. You know, don't just break it all right now. You know.
But you know what I can say? I can tell you this right here, and whatchamacallit. Well, first, let me say this. The website is NOLAHipHopAwards.com. One more time, NOLAHipHopAwards.com. You can go there now. You can see as we put more and more information on it. You can comment now if you have new ideas. If you think that something should be done differently like that, leave a comment. I can tell you that this year we are doing tributes to Magnolia Shorty, Spooky T, Trey Eight, Mr. Harvey, AJ Appleberry, Tim Smooth, and we are doing Lifetime Achievement Awards for Manny Fresh, VX, Gregory D, and Precise. And we have two special performances that night that you would never, as a New Orleans hip hop head, if you was listening to music within the past generation, you know, seeing these two people on stage together, you would never see that happen. But you can expect that at the Hip Hop Awards.
So we can't get a sniff, can't get a taste.
I'm not gonna. I mean, I might. Nah, not right now. Like, I'm gonna let people look, they can ask, tell them to get on there and come up. They can send their ideas and who it is or something like that. But I ain't gonna say nothing just yet.
I got it.
Probably on September 8th, like when the voting starts. Voting starts September 8th.
All right, so the vote for, ladies and gentlemen, y'all just heard it right here. The voting for the Northern Hip Hop Awards starts September 8th. Get your emails ready. Get ready to check out the categories. Vote for your favorite artists. You know what I'm saying? Get everybody in. Every vote is necessary.
Hey, and check this out. Y'all can't vote 80 million times like y'all did last year for one artist. I got that under control. You heard me? Like, so you won't get caught red-handed. Like, we not tolerating that this year. So, yeah, people that just sent in bogus emails and was voting for one person like 50 times. And I mean, they were actually sitting next to the computer doing stuff like that. So this year you came, like, that's not going to work. It's going to be all the way 100% solid still across the board. It ain't like, I'm not on the panel. I don't have no decision making in who gets nominated. I'm not in none of the meetings. I'm just putting the thing together. So if you see me in the street, if you see me out there, it's all 100%. It's cool. We can talk about it and all that other kind of stuff. But you cannot ask me, how can you get nominated because Playboy? I don't know. If you gotta ask me that question, man, it's a serious problem.
Wow, man, because, oh, man, boy.
I put it like this. Let's be real. I don't think Wiz or any artist went to the VMAs and asked them, how can they get nominated for a Video of the Year award?
Right.
I'm just keeping it real. Like, so you should know already your work going to speak for itself. It's loud enough where everybody on that panel should speak your name when it comes down to any category that's mentioned. And I'll leave it like that.
That's what's up, man. TWR talking to Crack Tracks right here on the show. Y'all just heard the Northern Hip Hop talk. Man, hopefully a lot of cats definitely paid attention. September 5th, get ready for the voting. The actual event is October 3rd, I believe, or is it
October 8th.
October 8th, all right.
House of Blues, October 8th, House of Blues, 6 o'clock p.m. red carpet, and we shutting the entire street down. The entire street is a red carpet.
So for anybody on Decatur, y'all, you better get there early.
You gotta go the other way, man.
That's what's up.
Come fresh. You know what I'm saying? I like to dress. I like to suit up. I like to clean up and stuff like that. So, man, bring your girl out. You know, bring your girl out. Bring your girl to the mall. Get a nice gown, evening. You know what I'm saying? After five, whatever. And bring your girl out. Enjoy yourself. It's gonna be a nice event. It's gonna be well organized, and hopefully we can't stop all of the bickering and stuff like that. But we're gonna try and keep it to a minimum. And as long as people just come in with more ideas and stuff like that, and we just, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to listen to everybody.
Right.
So someone comes with an idea, and it's most definitely better than my idea, I'm running with that.
Right.
I'm running with it. I mean, because at the end of the day, it's not about me. It's not about no one on that panel. It's about the artists. It is about trying to get these artists from the city to get out of the city so they can make their money, take care of their families, and open up doors for the next artist. And that's, at the end of the day, that's what the Hip Hop Award is about. To commend artists for their hard work and to try and grow the city as far as, you know what I'm saying? I want to have a hip hop office in the City Hall, like they have jazz and how the city get behind jazz music and stuff like that. So it's time for us to just get together and brainstorm and stop talking about what we're doing and really get together and make stuff happen.
That's what's up. Tiger Woods Radio rocking out with Crack Tracks right here on the show. We're going to jump into some more music real quick, get into a couple more things real quick on the show, all right? Y'all stay tuned. TWR. Yeah.
Oh,
Mr. Miyagi,
I got to do the spatula,
you
Oh, thanks a lot.
Ready?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yo, I hit your mind, be with karate. My pun is Apology. Trained by Miyagi, paused and ready with mine of Bugatti. The city grim like the Reaper. Fingers glowing the Panasonic sound with a message sketching the Mona Lisa. Focus my show again, the heavy bag quickly taking the shot, seeing the wall in my way. It's time to break it down, the lines igniting. in the fire, jabbing across on that target and letting them go. My hands is pausing the step and defeating that obstacle like Jericho. Amerigo rounds like a plannigan, all this so hold it. I'm like an ostrich, hair stays in the underground. Losses that I take and you live to learn. You gotta earn your stripes like a soldier as you're patiently waiting your turn. But that may never come for better or worse. You try and laying out your legacy, but it hasn't started yet. V5 full funk, the giant is iron. Your tongue with iron like a miner. I rely on that, makes me the one. So now it's showtime, microphone in hand. Standing across another artist trying to advance with the plans of becoming a man. Rough in the middle, setting up and out fighting stance. We both know that this is our chance. I head on Feist Town, it's time to let them see just what I've been training for. I'm ready, fatal fatality.
Remember, dear. No question.
He throws these punchlines with the quickness, nigga, hitting and crushing my guard. Stunning days, I'm shook up in seconds on the floor. And then that doubt kicks in. My confidence shot by his rhyme, if it's as obvious, gotta gather my common sense. Checking the crowd, Miyagi nodding to get up. I'm looking back like, how can I do it? Cause he's sick with the pen. He nods again, and I know I can do it. In fact, he telling me to let that secret that's locked in the bag. And so I stand up, look at him, ready to go. It's my turn now, I'm poised and focused, so start this down with a kick out stick. Seriously, the sickest down. The crowd explode with a rock type pop so loud that by my words, I leave here with that crown. And soon he fell onto the ground. Miyagi got it proud. I knew that then I was ready, cause he down for the count.
You lose concentration of fighting your dead meat.
Yes, sensei.
What?
Yes, sensei!
So I'ma back off and let y'all preach on.
Show TWR. Alright, so get ready to check the replay out. Of course, y'all can check it out. TigerWoodsRadio.podomatic.com. You can also head to TWR Media Group page, which is the TWR.Weebly.com, to check out all of the media sites, all of the updated blog sites that's going on either in the city or around everything. I will be updating the blog site tonight. So if you have any inquiries to send me your blog site, music, videos, whatever else you want to do, just send them to TigerWoodsRadio@gmail.com and I shall take care of everything. All right, so we are talking to Crack Tracks, talked about the NOLA Hip Hop Awards, definitely a hot event, but you have more than that. I mean, like I said, you just on top of a lot of things. You have the UR Epic Showcase. You have the certified NOLA joints that you always do. Talk about UR Epic, because I know that's up and coming right now.
Are You Epic Conference, which really is the Epic Conference that's coming October 21st through the 23rd. And again, that's like another event that we're putting on that we're trying to do strictly for the culture of hip-hop, graffiti, fashion, makeup, cosmetology. It's just like trying to create these lanes for our urban youth to display their talents and carry it further out of the city. So what we're going to do is, it's just something like Essence Fest, but just strictly for music, just strictly for fashion, just strictly for designing and stuff like that. So I'm handling the hip-hop segment of it tomorrow night at the Howling Wolf. Come check it out. And really just trying to, like you say, just keep the ball rolling, keep the artists performing, picking the hottest artists, putting them on the stage and letting them go in. And when you think about Certified NOLA is the first and only local hip-hop showcase to ever perform in the House of Blues on the main stage.
And a lot of cats definitely have not had an opportunity to perform on the main stage, and that's a stage that a lot of greatness has definitely been on, you know?
And that's the reason behind it. Like, all right, House of Blues, you want me to bring a weird concert over there? All right, what can you do for these local artists? All right, so that's how I came up with the idea. A lot of these artists in the city would never get a chance to touch that stage or whatever. So you know what? Let's create a lane. We need to get these artists on that stage so they can actually feel how it's been standing in a room in a green room where they fancy is mine.
Right.
Ziggy Marley. The list goes on and on of the people that actually touched that stage. So that's the purpose of the Certified NOLA. And then We have just the normal events that we just carry on as far as Wiz, Currency, Chip the Ripper, Dom Kennedy, Kendrick Lamar, like this year, Mac Miller, Mos Def, we got Mos Def and Talib Kweli.
Yeah, for the whole Rock the Bells joint.
Rock the Bells. So we're keeping it moving and having those shows coming to the city. And it's just keeping a good look on our city, and hopefully it just grows and grows, and then we get more of our artists backstage talking to these artists and networking and exchanging phone numbers, exchanging emails, and hopefully it turns to collabs, and it hopefully turns to a major artist snatching somebody from the city and putting them on that tour bus.
All right, so let me ask this question. I'm kind of a selfish nigga. I mean, a lot of cats know how, you know, asshole tendencies and everything like that. Let me ask you this heavy question, bro. Like, I am a huge fan of Slaughterhouse, and a lot of cats down here are huge fans of Slaughterhouse. I mean, we had Joel Ortiz coming out here about a year ago, and that was a pretty solid event. Is there any possibility in your power that you could get Slaughterhouse down here? Just a selfish, niggerish request, like off of real talk.
And now I'll tell you real talk. That has already been in the works as far as Ortiz, Joe Buttons, and Royce.
Right. Because, I mean, I'm telling you, a lot of cats have not had the opportunity to see these cats perform, and it's like they've been everywhere else but here.
Trust me, I'm a fan of the music, so I'm a fan first. So when it comes down to the artist that you want to see, it's probably 100% the same artist I want to see. So I have a long list of them, and trust me, I'm most definitely can't sleep until I get all of those artists down to the city of New Orleans. And like I said, those things are going to happen, and you'll be surprised how soon they're going to happen. Because the stuff that I have coming this year after those awards is going to shut the city down.
That's what's up.
And I'm from out. Yeah.
Now, I was just going to say, I mean, you could definitely take your word on it, man, because so far, so good. I mean, some of the cats that just have come down here has just been crazy, the names, man, and it's just great.
The Electronica Man is coming back.
He's coming back
with everybody.
Man, you can only imagine how that's going to be, because the last time Jay was down here, Lord. Man, it was crazy.
Yeah.
People.
So this one, yeah, we taking this one to a whole nother level. Trust me. He's waiting. The album is done, and he's waiting for that. I guess that we got to wait for that Watch the Throne to die down a little bit. I have a much, and then it's the big homie turn, and then and that's gonna be another good look for the city. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like up to all these artists. That's seen what all these major artists are doing that's from the city, man, you gotta take that and run with it. You gotta take that and run with it, man. These dudes are out there putting New Orleans on the map. You gotta get to those other cities. You gotta try and get on their websites. You gotta get on those blogs. You gotta network. Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Bandcamp, SoundCloud, whatever. You gotta use all those tools to get that music to the masses. Real talk.
Yes, sir, man. Hitting some straight wisdom right here from my dog, man. You can follow him everywhere, man. Dude's got like 40 Twitter accounts. Dude's like everywhere doing it big, man. Supreme Street definitely doing their thing.
And I'm on my
Clifton Castle bike. See, you know what I'm saying? This dude's like the cut creator, like, you know what I'm saying? Dude just do everything, man. Dude might bake your cake, you know what I'm saying? You know, do a beat for you and just hear some cookies. You know what I'm saying? I bake these myself. You know what I'm saying? No doubt, man. We rocking out with Crack Chains, dude.
Yeah.
All right, talk about Traffic Boutique, man. That is your store. You got them in two locations, man. Talk about that real quick. How's everything doing? And how's just business in general?
Business is beautiful, man. We're living and maintaining Traffic Boutique, New Orleans, Dallas. We're in the process of going to Atlanta. Thank God, finally getting that off the ground. And another thing, it was just like the idea from me being in Atlanta after Katrina, seeing how just the entire city of Atlanta, the culture, just the edge of people just was gravitating to their boutiques up in there. And I was always sending clothes back to my friends in the city. And before I opened in New Orleans, I was like, well, open in Atlanta, I'm just gonna come and open in New Orleans. And I was the first streetwear boutique in the city of New Orleans, and I'm the only black business in the French Quarter.
right? And that's another thing. You in the fridge call, like in the French. I'm not talking about like on the outskirts and nothing like that. Like you literally in the French Quarter with all of the major business. That is crazy, man.
Yeah, man, and just maintaining it, man. It's like the game has become a little saturated. So now what I did was I just converted over to fashion and art. So now I'm starting to see like a lot of our people in the city are starting to get into just portraits and paintings and graffiti. So now I just create a lane where now we can help these artists sell it off. So rather than be just straight fashion and sneakers, now you can come there and have a mixer and an art show for your art. So it's like we just growing and staying around the right people, man. Got so many great people around me that just come up with good ideas, and the team is strong. And keep it going first.
Right,
and
that's another thing. You do hold events at this at Traffic Boutique. Why don't you tell a lot of cats what would be some of the procedures if they were trying to get some events held over there? Because I know you've held a couple of events. Lyric Hill had an event over there. Nev B. Phipps definitely had an event held over there. So why don't you talk to them about that a little bit real quick for those who don't know.
If you're trying to do an event over there, little or nothing, man, just hit me up at trafficboutique@gmail.com, or you could come to the shop. That's 1025 Bienville Street. I'm always in there. If I'm not, I got somebody in there. And just let me know what you're trying to do. And if it's cool and it's going to bring the people together, we most definitely can have it at the shop. And all I do is just move all the clothes and stuff like that. Just open the space up. We can have a live band. You can perform. And Lyric Hill event was spectacular, man. That's one of the best events there at the shop. And then we used to do the poetry night with Cams, and that was like a dope event that I most definitely want to try and get back in now.
That's what's up, man. Alright, coming out to the close of everything, you know what I'm saying? Dude, this has been the most solid interview that I've had in a good while. You know, definitely got a lot of info out you. Definitely had some great talking to you about a lot of things, man. It's good to be back on Tiger Woods, or TWR, you know what I'm saying? I might as well say Tiger Woods Radio. It's the initials, you know, so it is.
Tiger Woods Radio, man. I'm happy to be back, man. I need to be back on there more often. I need to get my music on there. I need to get my other music on there. I just needed to be an entire Tiger Woods/Supreme Street Radio takeover.
Yeah, that's what's up. I could definitely go ahead and call for that, man. I mean, it's Cos Cable, man. If I could have the consistent internet in my apartment, I would have my no-line radio server back up. This would be a live show broadcasted from my house. I mean, it's just Cox is screwing me right now. I mean, they want me to pay all this money for internet, and I just don't think it's worth it. So, I mean, because I want my server back, you know what I mean?
Right.
My online server was basically Crescent City Radio just from my house. I mean, it's ridiculous, right? the procedures you have to go through to get things done. But hopefully in due time, I'll get all of that corrected.
Right.
But yeah, man, any shout-outs, anything you want, go ahead and let out. I know you got like 40 Twitter names. We're going to be here for a minute. So go ahead and get emails, accounts, any contact information, because a lot of cats definitely need to get in contact with you about this. And don't forget, the NOLA Hip Hop Awards voting starts September 8th, and the event, it will be on October 8th but at 6 p.m. at the House of Blues, 225 Decatur, I believe. Yeah, I think that's right. See, I still got it. 225 Decatur Street. The street's gonna be locked down, but yeah, go ahead, Trey. Just get everything. I just need to get out, man.
All right, man. First of all, I just want to thank God, the man above, man, for keeping me alive, keeping my mind stable, being around cool folks. I love the city of New Orleans. Shout out to everybody that's listening to Tiger Woods Radio right now. The NOLA Hip Hop Awards is October 8th, the House of Blues. You can go to NOLAHipHopAwards.com for your voting. Airing out bombs by LB Drops. September 11th, make sure you download that on iTunes. You know it's going to be dope because I produced it. You heard me? You can follow me on Traffic Boutique. You can follow me on Supreme Street. You can follow me at Crank Tracks. Beautiful, man. I hope everybody stays blessed, man. And just stay focused. Stay on your grind. Come out to Certified NOLA. We're doing a Certified NOLA R&B edition now. We're doing that once every month. The R&B is one every month, and the hip hop is once every month. So if you're trying to get your artist on stage at the House of Blues, hit up supremestreet@gmail.com. It's a simple process. The music dope. You hitting the stage. It ain't about selling tickets or whatever stuff like that. If your music dope, I repeat, if your music dope, you are hitting the stage. SupremeStreet@gmail.com. Or you can just simply stop by Traffic Boutique, 1025 Bienville, and just come holler at me. We can have a quick meeting right there on the spot. And that's it, man. Thanks for being on the show, man. Much love to the city and the world. Holler at your boy, man.
Well, that's what's up, man. The hip-hop Peter Parker, man. Crack Track right here on TWR. All right, so as we all know, that is going to conclude the show. Y'all definitely get ready for the replay of this. Y'all can always check it out, TigerWoodsRadio.podomatic.com. Every Tuesday, we'll be back on the podcast. Join them officially back every Tuesday now. Next week, don't know who the artist is going to be. Don't know who the promoter is going to be. I'm going to just let it twink, you know, let it lingo around, let you figure it out. You'll definitely find out. Just follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/dfrazzhole. That's dfrazzhole. And basically, you know, we're just gonna keep doing our thing, man. You just heard a great interview. Just hit the rewind button and just listen to it again. This was very informative. Crack, I really appreciate you taking your time out of your busy schedule. I know you're in the studio right now working. And definitely thank you for taking the time out for doing the interview with me for TWR, man. Really, really appreciate it.
No problem, man. Anytime, man. No problem.
All right. And on behalf of Crack Tracks, I am D. Francis. Y'all check out this music right here. And we're going to catch y'all out next Tuesday. All right. Stay good. Be safe. Don't beat up no fat chicks. All right. Peace.
We live in a counterfeit world. Dodge authenticity, gain retrogression, not a lesson or a mystery. They ask who can bring it back. I believe it is me. Hoping what I write on sight rewrites history. Preserve my community. They say they care, it's a lie. Bringing down the value, condemned just to gentrify. We don't look the same, I don't seem to identify. It is not a game. I feel that it is my responsibility, and I mean that literally. I'ma kill the system, for it's killing me. It'll be an overnight freeze in Hades on the day they try to take me. I understand what you're saying, but understand me. I ain't gonna let them kill our kids like Plan B and get the upper hand on me. My hand overstands the man demanding, and you know that he ain't gonna get a damn thing.
We're living in times of a new form of segregation, where it's no longer black versus white, it's poor versus rich, intelligence versus ignorance, religion versus the spirits. It's coherent, people aren't coherent, they're fearing everything. But who will bring change? The rain for the drought has been going on for so long. It's time we brainstorm and form some form of restoration to our nation. It needs a little bit of cultivation.
These cats deal with brevity, one trick ponies like Shetlands, no longevity. One hit then disappear like wetlands. I advise, don't stand too close on either shit. You stand too far, you might miss a quote doper than Kandahar or even Helmand Province. We overwhelmed with nonsense, use the self-hatred so they gon' call this conscious, sorta in a way, never get it spit away. These rhymes more precious than Gabriel Sidibe. From the place in 2010 we saw the Lombardi come, the same place these crackers reported Marcus Garvey. From the leap test drop, they increase cops, seems like the murder raping on the rise, non-stop PTSD, cause of all the anger that we feel inside. Chinese drywall, FEMA formaldehyde, Dan Freeman alias, mind a watch youngo, back by bamboo rhythms from the heart of Congo.
Take a minute to have some compassion for where you're living. How can you get by having these silenced opinions? Your negligence is killing worse than the killers that's out there killing. You scream peace, but we don't hear it. You speak of pain, but do you feel it? What are you fearing? You gotta be willing to die to actually start living. Whatever your faith is, give it. For instance, Christians believe Jesus carried the cross. And if you share those same thoughts, you're missing that deep love in your heart.
I spit it, I live it, I get it, I got it, it's good. You are a liar, rocking a wire in the rap hood. You Debbie Harry, frontin' like you Clint Eastwood. Rap you can't, you Beastwood, your beats ain't good. I'm official Bennett for a minute. You got an image, a gimmick, some flyers, a poster, a Twitter, a buddy serving a sentence. You a menace, but as soon as you finish, just know I start at the end of your limits. For my tank dogs, black power, the mission, who down to get involved? I'm in for the duration, no singing. Lou Rawls, school ain't for education, it is just a teach y'all to ride, be the PayPal. No none, and feel all deposit in they pockets, invest in the system, assimilate, change at they insistence. This is my resistance, I'm down to go the distance. End oppression and you don't have to give assistance, for real.